name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. My current project, the rebuild of a small space, started with demolition. Demolition is a nice way to get to know a building. That sounds ridiculous, but it's true. By tearing off sections that were built at the same time as the piece I'm saving, I learned the construction technique of the builder. I do my best to maintain a clean and well-organized site. It's safer, more efficient, and helps maintain a sense of pride in work. Two porches were coming off, as well as a fair share of interior demo. Not near enough material to warrant a roll-off container. Anything that may prove useful in the course of construction, I saved. This pile had all nails pulled and was stacked neatly and out of the way. It consisted of 2x4s, 4x4s, and boarding boards. Boarding boards are pine boards, 7/8 of an inch thick and planed on three sides. These are what sheathed the porch roofs, and it's the same material I'll use to sheathe the roofs of the additions I'll be putting on. Taking them off carefully took barely any more time than ripping them off for trash. The boards are 1x12s and had been nailed down with air-driven smooth shank 12D nails. Those nails popped out easily. If the sheathing was put down with ring shank galvanized nails, it would have been a bit more difficult to pull the boards for reuse. As it was, the value of the boards at $1 a square foot easily outweighed the labor cost I incurred pulling them. I love when that happens. The dimensional stock I saved will predominantly be used for things like blocking and temporary supports. It's easier and faster to pull nails from stock than gouging yourself on nail-riddled lumber. A fair number of the nails I pulled were box nails. A box nail has a similar shank to a common nail, but a much less substantial head. These were 16D box nails, so about 3.5 inches long. The heads kept popping off when I put a wrecking bar to them. You can pull a nail lacking a head with the claw of a hammer, but it takes a decent claw to gain a bite. You slam the claw onto the shank and fold the hammer 90 degrees towards the stock versus pulling with a claw. On the nails I couldn't get my hammer to bite into, I took a pair of vice grips, locking them onto the shank just above the surface. Then I used the claw of my hammer just below that point to pull the nail, with the vice grip serving as a head for the nail, a fixed point to grab onto. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.